Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor. So if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, everybody. What's up? Welcome back. I just took the dog outside and she had a pretty fun day today. She actually came upstairs to join me in the office. She hasn't been upstairs in months because of her poor little leggies can't make it up the stairs anymore. So, it was so much fun. She was actually sitting at the bottom of the stairs and then she would whine because she wanted to come up. So I helped her up the steps. I had to get her to start moving up the steps and then I push her little bum up the steps. So it's kind of funny because now I have all these little doggy paw prints all over my freshly vacuumed carpet, but super worth it. So three ways to find your emotional wellness, emotional happiness, or emotional fulfillment is, number one, be around people that elevate you. That's right. Be around people that make you feel good. Be around people that support you. Be around people that show you how amazing you are. It's always so funny because did you ever take notice if you're around people who are Debbie Downers or people that maybe drink a lot or smoke or do drugs or who are just Eeyore, that you have a tendency to fall into that same trap? This is why I say you should be around people that elevate you, who support you, who continue to push you to be a better person. Always be around people that make you want to be a better person. Because let me tell you, I don't know why my voice is so raspy, but one of my friends used to be the human version of Eeyore. This individual would be, woe is me, life is terrible, I hate everything, blah, blah, blah. And when you're around individuals like this, it's no fun. Life isn't fun. The world isn't fun. The sun is even hiding. That you have a tendency to pick up these negative vibes from them. That who wants to be around this person? No one. And that you have a tendency to feel grouchy, feel unhappy, feel unhealthy, just being around these negativity all the time. Well, let me tell you that this continues to happen, that you're going to turn into Eeyore version 2.0. So don't do it. Sometimes you need to cut that negativity from your life in order to bloom and grow. So in order for you to live a happier life, you need to make sure that people that are around you are living a happier, successful, and fulfilling life. It's common sense, but sometimes not so common. The second thing I want to talk about is having a little bit of grace and gratitude. Yeah, I talk about this a lot. One, it's because it's a constant reminder for myself to have grace and gratitude, to live in the moment. It's one of my favorite quotes. It says, you are too concerned with what was and what will be. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Literally, a quote from Kung Fu Panda. that really is on my bulletin board right in front of me. Having grace and gratitude is so important because why would the universe open doors for you, give you all the money, all the love, all this whatever you're wishing for, if you currently don't have gratitude for what you have? Brendan Burchard and Cy DeSimone were talking about this week, and I was like, wow, this is absolutely mind-blowing, but it's not. Because so many people are like, okay, I got this, so I'm going to look for more. But let's be grateful for this. Let's be happy and be gracious and full of gratitude for this moment. Because we forget that how hard it was to get to this moment. And I have that. Sometimes I'm like, okay, cool, in my business, I got X amount of clients and I need to do this and sell this and promote this and do this video and Instagram and blah, blah, blah. That sometimes I forget to slow down and be like, wow, I get to serve my clients. I get to wake up and live this life of passion and purpose and be this beacon of hope for that one person that's listening to this podcast or watching my weirdo videos and be like, yeah, girl, I get you, boo. Like that makes my day. That gives me the ultimate gratitude. And I feel so blessed to have a moment like that. We need to live in those moments. We need to have more moments like that, because if you don't, you're missing out. And I always go back to the story of my mom. She was living a life of such pain and such illness that she couldn't enjoy going on vacations. She couldn't enjoy flying in an airplane because it physically hurt her. That living in the moment was hard. She was always like, well, you know, if I take this medicine or I have this surgery, I'll get better and I can do this. My mom was wishing her life away. She wished it away so hard that she passed away and didn't get to do all the amazing things. That hurts my heart so much that her and my father couldn't go on these amazing vacations that they always dreamed about going on. That is something I never want you to go through. I seen that firsthand with my parents. I hear people are like, I'm stashing my money away for a rainy day. No, babe, that means you're literally wishing for a shitty day to happen, for the sun to be hiding and the rain to be coming down for you to actually do something fun. I love any day. It could be raining, it could be snowing, it could be sunny, it could be whatever, because I'm going to make the best of each day. That's the way I live in the moment. Number three, learn to accept compliments. I know this is a hard thing to do for many of us, especially me. So many people will be like, girl, I watch your video. You are hilarious and so brutally honest. And I was like, I know. Thank you. It took me a long time to say thank you, because I'd be like, oh, stop. Oh, God, that video was so terrible. Look at my hair, or my eye is squinting down. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with my eye. Did you see that zit on the side of my face? I would make all these excuses and weirdo comments. Or the other thing I would do is be like, oh my gosh, your hair looks so nice, or that sweater is so pretty. I would instantly compliment them back to over compliment what they complimented me on. I'm the compliment complimenter. What's up with that? It's like I had to overcompensate their compliment. Like, why? Why I did that? Why, you ask? It's because I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed of being complimented. Yes, yeah, stop that, babe. 100% stop that. Take the compliment, soak it up, and say, thank you, bitches, because I worked my ass off to give you that content. It's been 20 some years of experiences and working and growing and personal growth and all these things that I've been doing for half my life. Because one half of my life, I was a hot mess express. The other half of my life, I was like, I gotta get my shit in check. So taking all my life experiences and rolling them up into a ball of goodness and giving it to you, I bask in my experiences, my excellences. And once again, I say thank you. Because you know why? Because it literally, and I hate saying that word because I know I say it a lot and I'm very aware of this. It took me years to understand that it's okay to take a compliment. It's okay to be a little embarrassed, but why? I've earned the compliments. You earned the compliments. Don't brush it off. Bask in it. 100% bask in it because you deserve it. If somebody's telling you your hair looks nice or those pants are amazing or girl, I love your shoes, say thank you. And you don't have to tell them, oh, I got them at Macy's for 50% off. You don't have to say that. Just say thank you. Take the compliment in. Hold it close to your heart because somebody decided to tell you this beautiful compliment. Learn to accept them. These are three magical ways that you can find your emotional wellness or your emotional happiness, whatever you want to call it. If this topic really resonates with you, I invite you to come into my everyday wellness group and listen to the full training. I talk about topics like this, everything wellness, i.e., that's why the group is named Everyday Wellness. Because every day, we need to have some kind of wellness, if it's emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, whatever. Wellness is such a key portion to our success, our wealth, our happiness. So if you are interested, click the show notes below or go to my social media, contact me and say, hey girl, I want to know about your everyday wellness group because I want in. Not a problem. I will add you into the group and get you started. I hope this all made sense for you today because this is such a beautiful topic that we don't talk about enough. So come on in and I'll see you soon. Mwah. Bye.